Hare Krishna. So today is a very auspicious day. It is the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. The contribution of Srila Madhavendra Puri to our disciplic succession and to the entire world is unique, unparalleled, and something most glorious. So yesterday, we had class on Chaitanya Charitamrita given by His Grace Kartik Chandra Prabhu. And as part of his class, he read from the fourth chapter of the Madhya Leela, of the glories of Madhavendra Puri. And in yesterday's class, we heard the wonderful devotional service of Madhavendra Puri. How there was such a beautiful and wonderful reciprocation between Madhavendra Puri and Gopal. And furthermore, we heard about the wonderful pastime of Gopinath, the deity Gopinath in Ramuna, stealing sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. And since that day, the deity has been known as Shirachor Gopinath, renamed after Madhavendra Puri. So Kartik Chandra Prabhu, yesterday, he concluded his class by quoting one verse, one very, very important verse. This verse is explained, it captures very nicely the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since we are preparing our consciousness for Gaur Purnima, it is a wonderful verse. And I thought today, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Shri Shri Gonitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I thought it would be nice if we just continue reading from that verse. I'm sure Kartik Chandra Prabhu very much wanted yesterday to go a bit more deeper into this verse, but time was not on his side, and I'm sure I can't elaborate or explain as nicely as maybe he would have been able to do, but we'll attempt anyway. So we'll be reading from the fourth chapter of Madhya Leela. The chapter is entitled Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service, and we'll be reading text number 197. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? So please repeat after me. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when will I see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Sri Madhvacharya sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus, he took sannyas according to parampara, the disciplic succession. Beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the Acharya named Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured southern India and met the Tattvavadis, who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addresses the Lord as Dina Dhayadra Nata, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself, "My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor, and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me, and let me know when I shall see you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings expressed by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishvara Puri. All the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Jena Tasvai Shri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kramayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschachade Shatharini. So the verse again. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? So as I mentioned earlier, today is the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri. Srila Prabhupada, quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, has said that the appearance and the disappearance of the spiritual master or the great acharyas, they are like the rising and the setting of the sun. Both are beautiful. So the appearance and the disappearance are the same. So this verse that we're reading, it appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita a few times. But it appears in relation to Madhavendra Puri on two occasions. The first is in chapter 4 of the Madhya Leela. And both appear in relation to his disappearance. Because it's stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that before Madhavendra Puri left this world, and while he was leaving this world, this was the verse he was repeatedly chanting. So, in the context of chapter 4, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Hey Bhakti Bhakta Priya Krishna Vyahara, Bujiteo Ama Sabhara Nai Adhikara. He says, such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the Lord's lovable object, and specifically is referring to the relationship between Madhavendra Puri and the Lord, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. And previous to this, as explained yesterday, that this verse, it was understood only by three people. Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Madhavendra Puri. So I'll speak a bit more about this later, because it would raise the question, if it was not understood by anyone but these three personalities, why should we discuss, or are we discussing it? So I'll speak a bit about that later. But it is stated such because only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri and Srimati Radharani really could enter into the deep meaning, the deep sentiments of this verse. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after saying this, after reading this famous verse of Madhavendra Puri, he said that this verse is like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. And he said, continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Like sandalwood, if you keep rubbing it, the fragrance starts to appear more. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. As the Kostoba Mani is considered to be the most precious of valuable jewels, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. Actually, this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself. And by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami continues, only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus, uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control of himself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding sounds. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he danced and sang. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Haidina, Haidina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. This verse, uncovered the door of ecstatic love. And when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu said, the common man, he cannot understand this verse. And in the 8th chapter of the Antya Leela, which I mentioned, this verse is repeated again. This was demonstrated. Madhavendra Puri had one sannyas disciple by the name of Ramachandra Puri. So, during the final days of Madhavendra Puri, his disciples were there. And among his disciples was Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also Ramachandra Puri. When Ramachandra Puri saw his spiritual master repeatedly saying these verses, he committed a big offense. He said, to me, Purna Brahmananda, Karahas Smarana, Brahmavet Hanakena Karaha Rodhana. He said, to his spiritual master, he's speaking, if you are in full transcendental bliss, he said, you should now remember only Brahman. Why are you crying? So, Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Ramachandra Puri, he could not understand the inner mood of his spiritual master. And he said, you, my Guru Maharaj, you're supposed to be on the platform of Brahman. And on the platform of Brahman, there is no lamentation. So how is it that you are lamenting? Hearing this instruction, Madhavendra Puri became greatly angry, rebuked him by saying, get out, you sinful rascal. Oh, my Lord Krishna, I could not reach you, nor could I reach your abode, Mathura. I am dying in my unhappiness, and now this rascal has come to give me more pain. Don't show your face to me. Go anywhere else you like. If I die seeing your face, I shall not achieve the destination of my life. I am dying without achieving the shelter of Krishna, and therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned fool rascal has come to instruct me about Brahman. Ramachandra Puri was thus denounced by Madhavendra Puri. Due to his offense, gradually material desire appeared within him. So the common people, especially the Mayavadis, we'd consider them common. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting these ecstatic symptoms, in the first instance, he exhibited that in front of Lord Jagannath in the Jagannath temple. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the Lord home. And then he told Mahaprabhu's disciples, Gopinath Acharya, he said, your master, he is behaving like a second-class sannyas. I will take him and I will teach him Vedanta and make him a first-class sannyas. And when Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, he was chanting and dancing and displaying all of the ecstatic symptoms of love of God. And there, the Mayavadis, they laughed, they joked, and they ridiculed Mahaprabhu, saying, what kind of sannyasi is this? He is laughing and crying and displaying all of these symptoms. He can't be a first-class sannyasi. And they denigrated the Lord. So the common people, they cannot understand. They cannot understand. In the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada explains that prior to the advent of Madhavendra Puri, there was no understanding of the mood of conjugal love. And there was no understanding of the mood of the ecstatic symptoms of devotional service. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to the discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Tattvavadis of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, at one point he came to the temple of Udupi, which is the main temple or center of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. So when Mahaprabhu went into the temple, he saw this deity called the Dancing Gopal. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw this deity, he went into ecstasy. He started displaying all of the ecstatic symptoms of love of God. And the disciples of Madhvacharya, known as the Tattvavadis, they were seeing Mahaprabhu and they were thinking, what is this? We've never seen such a display before. So there was a conversation that took place, or this, and I'll just recite that because it's quite nice. It's very relevant to today's discussion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in seeing this beautiful form of Gopal. For a long time he danced and chanted in ecstatic love. When the Tattvavadi Vaishnavas first saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they considered him a Mayavadi sannyasi. Therefore, they did not talk to him. So those who come in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they also very averse to Mayavadis. So they thought first he's a Mayavadi sannyasi. They didn't talk to him. Later, after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, they were struck with wonder. Then considering him a Vaishnava, they gave him a nice reception. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the Tattvavadis were very proud of their Vaishnavism. He therefore smiled and began to speak to them. Considering them very proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his discussion. The chief acharya of the Tattvavad community was very learned in the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly questioned him, asked him a very nice question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I do not know very well the aim of life and how to achieve it. Please tell me the best ideal for humanity and how to achieve it. So he's asking this Vaishnav Acharya this question. The Acharya replied, when the activities of the four castes and the four ashrams are dedicated to Krishna, they constitute the best means whereby one can attain the highest goal of life. When one dedicates the duties of Van Ashram Dharma to Krishna, he is eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus he is transferred to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. That is the highest goal of life and the verdict of all of revealed scriptures. So this Acharya is saying, what is the goal of life? The goal of life is you follow Van Ashram Dharma and then you dedicate the results of such activities to Krishna, and the result of such action is you get one of the five types of liberation. That is the goal of life. Liberation, one of the five types of liberation, and you get that through offering your results through Van Ashram Dharma. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to the Vedic of the Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. So the first thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is correcting him. The process, the means, is not through Van Ashram Dharma, but the process and the means is through Shravanam Kirtanam. Then he said, this process entails hearing, chanting and remembering the holy name, form, pastimes, qualities and entourage of the Lord, offering service according to the time, place, and performer, worshipping the deity, offering prayers, always considering oneself the eternal servant of Krishna, making friends with him and dedicating everything unto him. These nine items of devotional service, when offered to Krishna, constitute the highest attainment of life. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. So Mahaprabhu is explaining Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the nine processes of devotion. And Mahaprabhu is saying that this is the means and it is the end also. This is Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Jai Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Jai Shishi Goni Thai Ki. Then Mahaprabhu said, when one comes to the platform of loving service to Krishna, by executing these nine processes, beginning with hearing and chanting, he has attained the fifth platform of success and the limit of life's goal. And then he quotes one very interesting verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, when a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated and chants like a madman, not caring for outsiders. So Mahaprabhu is making a very important point here. Mahaprabhu is saying, if through your sadhana you don't experience ecstatic symptoms, then your sadhana is simply useless. Simply useless. In the same way, he's saying, when you chant this holy name of Krishna, one should experience ecstatic symptoms. Now, I can't remember the exact verse, but there's also the converse of this verse saying, that person who does not experience these ecstatic symptoms in one's body when chanting the holy name of Krishna, that person's heart should be considered like stone. So Mahaprabhu says, occupational, in every revealed scripture, there is condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement in fruitive activities, for no one can attain the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, by executing. Then Mahaprabhu goes to quote this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parichaya. So basically Mahaprabhu is saying, you've got to abandon all these ritualistic performances. And you've got to come to the platform of ecstatic devotional service. And then, there's a long conversation, but I'll move on. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking to the Tattvavadi Acharya. He said, seeing that I'm a mendicant in the renounced order of life, you have been playing with me in a duplicitous way. You have not actually described the process and ultimate objective. So Mahaprabhu is actually ridiculing them indirectly. He said, you were just playing with me, weren't you? You were not really explaining the real goal. You were just playing with me. Then the Tattvavadi Acharya replied, what you have said is certainly factual. It is a conclusion of all the revealed scriptures of the Vaishnavas. Still, whatever Madhvacharya has established, the formula for our party, we practice as a party policy. So what they're saying is, we've got all of these rules and regulations. We've got all of these vidis. Eh? But we have, what you say is true, but we have to follow them because it's party policy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the fruitive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees. We see both elements in your sampradaya. What a heavy statement he makes. He said, both the fruitive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees. And then Mahaprabhu is saying, I consider you not a devotee. One time, Srila Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Australia. And one devotee was asking him, he said, why it is sometimes that the devotee feels that the karmis are maybe more happy than him? Sometimes devotees feel like that, you know. I am following rules and regulations. I've got to get up. Everything is so hard, you know. But yeah, they're enjoying. So he asked Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, not happy? Then he's not in devotional service. He's outside devotional service. He's not on the platform of devotional service. Because one who is really in devotional service, one feels the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness in devotional service. And then Mahaprabhu said, the only qualification that I see in your sampradaya is that you accept the form of the Lord as truth. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. And then he went to the place known as Falgu Tirtha. So Madhavendra Puri, for the very first time, everything before Madhavendra Puri was vidhi, rules and regulations. Through a tedious process of rules and regulations, aspiring for this liberation one day. But Sri Madhavendra Puri, it's explained in the verse 36, Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world. And then he departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we understand that there are three types of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means devotional service in practice, following the rules and regulations. Bhava bhakti means ecstatic devotional service. And prema bhakti means pure love of Godhead. So at the beginning, I asked the question, you know, why should we be reading these verses? We understand that there are three purposes of the Vedas: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So Sambandha means relationship. Abhideya means process. And Prayojan means the goal. So as Vaishnavas, this is our goal. Ecstatic, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Ecstatic devotional service. So we should read it. Because the goal, Stephen Covey, a famous writer, he says, always start off with the goal in mind. So in Krishna consciousness, we are on a journey, we are on a path. We should never forget our goal. Because sometimes we can so very easily get caught up in the rules and regulations. So it is explained that in this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. By feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes spiritually situated. By feeling a separation from Krishna, we become spiritually situated. Krishnera virahe bhaktera bhava vishesha. That's what the verse says. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, all the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. These principles mean serving Krishna in the mood of separation. This is the principles that we should follow. And Srila Prabhupada taught and encouraged this even from the very, very early days of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada taught this principle and he encouraged it. And I want to read quickly one pastime from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita in which this point is made. I read it in another class, but I'd like to, because it's so relevant to today's class. So this happened in New Jagannath Puri, which is San Francisco. So Prabhupada had just given class, and after finishing his class, he would normally ask, any questions? And Prabhupada said, no question? Srila Prabhupada looked around. Govindadas, he thought Swamiji seemed disappointed that there were no questions. He had said several times that they should ask questions and clear up any doubts. Again he asked, "Have you got any questions?" Govindadas, "Could you tell about Lord Chaitanya asking?" Prabhupada, Govindadas, "Asking where is Krishna?" Prabhupada, Govindadas, "Could you tell our Lord Chaitanya asking where is Krishna and falling in the water? Or would that not be?" Prabhupada smiled. "Yes, yes, very nice. Your question is very nice. Oh, I am very glad." Lord Chaitanya, he was the greatest symbol of Krishna Bhakti, a devotee of Krishna. So just see from his life, he never said that, "I have seen Krishna." Never said, "I have seen Krishna." He was mad after Krishna. That is the process of Chaitanya philosophy. It is called viraha. Viraha means separation. Separation. "Krishna, you are so good and you are so merciful. You are so nice. But I am so rascal. I am so full of sin that I cannot see you. I have no qualification to see you." So in this way, if one feels the separation of Krishna, "Krishna, I want to see you, but I am so disqualified that I cannot see you." These feelings of separation will make you enriched in Krishna consciousness. Feelings of separation. Not that, "Krishna, I have seen you, finished. All right, I have understood you, finished. All my business, finished." No. Perpetually think of yourself that I am unfit to see Krishna. That will enrich you in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this, these feelings of separation. This is Radharani separation. When Krishna went from Vrindavan to his place, his father's place, Radharani was feeling in that way. This is the verse Prabhupada is talking about. Radharani's feeling. Always mad after Krishna. So Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the separation feeling of Radharani. That is the best way of worshipping Krishna, becoming Krishna conscious. So you know that Lord Chaitanya fell on the ground, on the sea. "Krishna, if you are here, Krishna, if you are here." Similarly, the next devotees, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples, the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they also, the same disciplic succession, they also worship Krishna in that separation feeling. There is a nice verse about them. Srila Prabhupada sang, "E Radhe Vrada Devi Ke Chalalite E Nanda Suno Kutha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Tale Kalindi Vane Kutha Gostan Iti Sarvato Vrajapure Kedher Mahavivalo Vande Rupa Sanatana Ragujugo Sri Jiva Gopalago. These Goswamis also later on, when they were very much mature in devotional service, what were they doing? They were daily in the Vrindavan Dham, just like a madman. "Krishna, where are you?" That is the quality. This is a very nice question. Prabhupada paused and uttered it. Thoughtful. Then he sat cross-legged and closed his eyes, and he became overpowered by inner feelings of ecstasy. Although the simple devotees present could not know what was happening, they could see him into a deep inward state. They could feel the atmosphere transform into awesome devotional stillness. They kept their eyes fixed on him. A minute and a half passed. Srila Prabhupada uttered thoughtfully, and opened his eyes. They were filled with tears. He reached over, grabbed his kartals, which rattled in his hands, but he could move no further. Again he withdrew from external consciousness. Another minute of silence passed. That minute seemed extremely calm, yet intense and long. Another minute passed, another 4 minutes. So Prabhupada was experiencing this ecstatic mood. Sometimes, and there's a group of devotees, and there are different groups that do this, they're saying, "Okay, our goal is ecstatic. devotional service. So why are we in ISKCON only worried about Vaidhi Bhakti? Let's get ecstatic. And they start to wonder, cry and laugh when they chant. But Prabhupada says this is all external. So our acharyas from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada, they kept this ecstasy internal. But sometimes they couldn't contain it. Like Prabhupada was struggling here just to contain, just thinking about these verses. Oh God, there was so much to say I wanted to say on this verse. Time is gone. I'll just finish off by saying, reciting two verses. That Madhavendra Puri used to recite. That very nicely also captures this mood that he had. Sandhya vadhan badramastu bhavato busnana tubhyanamo budeva pitaras chatarpana vidho naham shama shamyataham yatra kwapi nishadhaya yadavakulot Tamasya kamsa dvisha smaram smaram agamaram itadalam manye ki manye name. So Madhavendra Puri says, O my evening prayer, all good to you. O my morning bath, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now, I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sins simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu and the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. I think that this is sufficient for me. So what is the use of further endeavors? So what is he doing here? He's saying, goodbye, Vidhi. Yeah? Now I've got ecstatic devotional service. Yeah? Goodbye. Then he goes on to say, Mogdhammam nigadantu nitti nipano Brantamohur vaidika Mandam bandava sanchaya jadadiyam Mukta dara sodhara Unmatam dani novike chaturakamam mahadambikam muktam nashamate managapi mano govinda padhaspriham. Then he says, and this is very relevant because one who is on the platform of ecstatic love becomes a mad person. So he said, let the sharp moralists accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. The wealthy mammonists may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do that. So that's such a beautiful mood of Madhavendra Puri, diving into the devotional service of Lord Krishna. I wanted to speak about how Madhavendra Puri met Lord Nityananda and what an ecstatic meeting that was. I wanted to speak about the meaning of this verse is actually in reverse. This verse is a verse in reverse. But maybe some other time. It's a very nice expression of the verse. I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments or questions?